Well, here we go again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. The mics are back on. And again, thank you to our great hosts, MTP Software, for everything that they do. Our next guest, Scott Tucker, Managing Director, the Onstott Group, and also friends with our producer's father. How much? What more could you say? Tell us, Scott, about Onstott.
So we're a retained executive search firm. It's a consulting firm where you work with companies to identify individuals that will fit needs typically at the board level, CEO, and whatever reports into CEO. So we're identifying specific target companies and then individuals with backgrounds that'll be able to align with our clients' needs so they can hit the ground running from day one.
So you're recruiting for boards?
Correct.
And boards of advisors or not really?
More boards, boards of advisors. It's more we'll provide introductions if someone has a person that they want us to reach out to.
And so, who do you work for? The corporation or the individual?
We work for the corporation, and then we do have to get the individuals on board with the opportunity. So it's really selling that opportunity so that most of the individuals we talk to, almost all of them, are gainfully employed. So we're taking them from a potential competitor and moving them into a new opportunity.
Oh, interesting. How'd you get into this business?
That's a great question. So I had known the owner for a little over 30 years, and he'd always watched my career and said, at one point I'd been at Comcast, and they had gone through continual changes that large corporations
do.
I've
done some work with Comcast.
I tell a joke where it starts off where everything's run
Spotlight.
Out of division. Yes. Yep. I ran all the TV spots for them for the North Central Division. So they go through the change of everything run out of division, and then they want to get closer to the customer. So it just has continually shuffling. But ran into the owner, Joe Onstott, at an event back in 2010. And he said, Scott, we have a lot of searches going on. You like talking to people. You like, not doing the same monotonous day in, day out, and sort of becoming an overnight expert in certain fields. And he goes, would you like to come and give it a try? And, I said, I think I will. And nine plus years later, I'm still there and really enjoy it.
So do you do recruiting for them?
Yes. Yes. So at Onstott, I started off really learning the ropes. I trained the business services team at Comcast. And also helped with some of the hiring processes there. Earlier in my career, I'd been at Bullhorn as one of the early employees there. So helped, build up the team to, I think it was around 30 people and profitable by the time I left. And with recruiting, we started off with identifying the individuals, doing some research. And then as my tenure there continued, I started bringing on new business myself. So it's also identifying clients, working with them to talk about our services and how consultatively we can find and identify the right individual for them. And that's bringing in business. And we do have a research team that works with us. But yes, it's the whole gamut from identifying, recruiting, and then going through even the reference process.
I meet a lot of people that like to sit on boards. And most of them are not qualified. I'll get myself in trouble. But it's like that in every profession. There's a bell curve. I mean, do you have to do a screening process? Are you very much into that whole interviewing, screening, making sure people understand what their responsibilities are, their fiduciary responsibilities?
Correct. So it really, we have these must-haves that you go through and you start talking to individuals to say, here are the specifics of what our client's looking for. And typically at the executive level, most of them will opt out if they say, gosh, I don't have X or I don't have Y. Now, as you continue through a search, sometimes the client goes, I thought Y was imperative to this search. I'm finding that that's not as important anymore since you've showed me individuals that have it. So you're really going through, and a search I'm doing now, I said, I have someone, they have a direct reports of 115 plus. And I said, this person, very qualified, but hasn't led that large of a group because they're in a consulting firm. And the president said, if they don't, we're not interested. Because I have individuals internally who have had that. So we do go through and provide an assessment on why we think that individual is going to be a fit culturally, but also with the background that we're looking for our client.
Interesting. Do you do any executive placements, C-suite stuff, or is it all really on the board level?
No, we do. So board is one of the components. I would say that the majority that we do is CEO and direct reports to the CEO. Some large-scale companies, we might go down to a director level, but it is typically filling out that CEO's executive team. Many times you get a new CEO in, and they obviously want to bring in some of their own talent or to have them sort of aligned with their goals on growing the business.
Of course. what was I going to say? Public, private, both, combination?
It ranges. I've worked, we just finished a CTO search for a pre-seed startup company in the security space, and you know, worked with companies that are multiple billions of dollars, bringing in presidents and MVPs alike. But I'd say the sweet spot for us is probably in the $50 to $250 million range.
Well, that's where you can really get on a board and really dig your teeth into what business and really help out.
Correct.
You get too small, you really don't have the leverage to really get in there and do it properly. And sometimes you get sucked into do things you shouldn't be doing on a smaller business.
Right. And, you know, you got to think, once you get to, you know, as I saw with Bullhorn, once you get from a company from zero to $1 million, the same individuals that are leading that organization are not going to be the ones that are going to take you from one to five. And the ones that take you to 5 million might not be the ones that'll take you from 5 to 20. So it is, identifying people that have been there and done it before so that the company can scale at the levels the CEO and board are looking for.
Do you ever go into companies and convince them that they should do a board of directors or make a change? Do you ever look at that, evaluate the structure of a board and make recommendations along those veins? Because that's something also that I see a lot, that a lot of companies need a board, or they have a board and they're not making it function properly.
I think board of directors are something that, the initiative over in Europe of having, I think it's 30% of board members be female. So you have to look at boards and really look at how the tenure of the individuals, because sometimes boards have a certain shelf life, if you will. And I've also seen, I spoke to a venture capitalist a few months ago, and he said, I was brought on to this board to do X, Y, and Z. And, I went to the CEO and I said, look, I've done what you've wanted. I really think I should step off and you need to find someone else. So I think looking at boards and talking to the CEO and the board of directors, saying, what are your goals? Let's look at where you need to go and then identify an individual that can fill those gaps. Because many times you have someone that's in finance or someone that's in certain, overall buckets of a board, where in case you're looking for someone who can really, do multiple initiatives to help the overall organization.
All very interesting. Remind everybody that we're, let me just ask you another question. I apologize. We're speaking with Scott Tucker, Managing Director on Stott Group. Sorry for that little gap there. Got a little twisted in my questions. If someone's looking to find you, Scott, how would they do that?
We are based in Wellesley, Mass. We've been there for around 30 years.
Wow.
It is Onstott, which is onstott.com. And on our website, we do have an overview of the firm, some of our clients, and contact information for all of us. But we do have a 781 number right in Wellesley that people can reach out to us. And there's always one of the five managing directors that are in the office, and we'll be able to take a call, which I appreciate. Everyone's going to be in the office at some point.
You're great to meet. And I started my consulting firm in Wellesley. We stayed there for the first 7 or 8 years, but we never went back to Wellesley. We only drive through it now on the way to see clients. We hope you come back again and talk about different board things, responsibilities, fiduciary responsibilities, different things that you're looking for, different situations. I think people are very interested. Entrepreneurs clearly are very interested in boards.
And I agree that when you mention, a lot of people reach out saying, I'd like to join a board, similar to like private equity, where they are very adamant about finding someone who has private equity experience. I think with boards, my recommendation to people would be get on to nonprofit boards, really do advisory work, and from there, it should stem into a potential full-time board opportunity.
Well, again, speaking with Scott Tucker, a great topic, one I always love. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. Thanks for being here today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.